Hello, where you're joining in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordhani. The big news today, and this is rather disappointing, after there were several complaints surfaced about serological test kits and their efficacy was questioned, these Chinese-made serological test kits are not going to be used in the country. Remember, India had bought these test kits from China and also from South Korea. One consignment from Korea arrived. In fact, is going to start to arrive post the 30th of April. The consignment from China has already arrived and was distributed to states which are reporting the maximum number of cases. But the feedback was that the efficacy is not very good, and that is something that is being questioned. The Indian Council of Medical Research has said that till the time the ICMR issues another set of guidelines about the use, since the feedback has been adverse, let us not use the rapid testing kits. This undoubtedly is a setback to India's surveillance program. Now, these test kits are important from the point of view of gauging if there is any amount of community transmission in the country, in the hotspots, in clusters where these test kits were being used. Also, it would help gauge whether there are asymptomatic people who have in fact carried the infection without even knowing. Release of antibodies is something that these test kits would then gauge, would then pick up through the test that is going to be done. However, that sort of a surveillance is not going to happen, not for the time being, till the time these test kits are reviewed, studied. All of that is going to happen, so we'll have to wait for at least 2 days. The other important story that we are tracking today is how the tuberculosis elimination program in the country has suffered because of the resources being diverted to COVID-19. This continues to be a huge area of concern, so much so that the Union Health Secretary has now written a letter to states saying that at no cost, tuberculosis patients in the country should suffer. In fact, she says that the country is undertaking various emergency measures to tackle COVID-19. TB is a major public health problem causing huge morbidity and mortality burden in India. In view of the emergency measures undertaken, the availability of a limited number of manpower and material to the pharmaceutical industry, the production capacity of the leading anti-TB drugs manufacturers of India has been affected. These drugs are essential for the treatment of TB patients, and that there should not be any shortage of the same. Such a situation is going to worsen the treatment of TB patients in the country. The suppliers have in fact said that the supply of anti-TB drugs is going to be delayed because of the kind of problems that we are seeing vis-a-vis the lockdown, a limited material supply, which is API for production, limited manpower, and limited transportation facilities. Situation calls for emergency and extraordinary measures, she says, to ensure that TB patients of the country simultaneously do not face challenges in accessing either the diagnosis or the treatment across the country, and this is something that has to be ensured. Talking about shortages, and this also is our message to everybody who's joined in this conversation today, that there is a problem as far as blood donation in the country as is concerned, and that's an important aspect of our healthcare system. It's very, very important to ensure that our blood banks do not run dry. For this very reason, the Union Health Minister, Dr. Harshvardhan, has written to all state health ministers and all the representatives in charge of union territories, asking them to ensure that blood donation camps continue as per the requirements of various states, and there should not be any sort of a halt or disruption to this very important aspect of our healthcare system. In fact, he says in this letter that availability of blood in blood banks, both public and private, for addressing various exigencies and emergencies is essential. It may not be possible to organize blood donation camps given the constraints involved. At the same time, it is necessary to ensure sufficient availability of blood, especially for people needing regular blood transfusion on account of blood disorders, is what he says. Appeal for blood donation from the Chief Minister and yourself, referring to the Health Minister, may be published in local dailies and telecasts and broadcast in local media channels. So, a constant push for people to come out and donate. Use of e-Raktosh portal as a single point for maintaining records of donors, that should be done. Real-time information on status of current stocks of blood groups may be encouraged, is what the health minister is writing in his letter. States may make necessary arrangements for sending blood collection and transportation vans or any hired vehicles to maintain adequate availability of blood in an area. States also should adopt flexible timings. Voluntary donors may be given passes, is what the government is saying, is what the health ministry is writing in his letter. Extra safety measures should be taken at the blood donation centers, is what the health minister is writing in his letter. But let's try and end this podcast on a positive note. I want to talk about the number of recoveries in the last 24 hours, and that has been record-breaking as well. 705 recoveries in 24 hours is what the government has said. It is reflected through the figures of the government. This is great news. India's recovery rate stands at 17.48%. This has gone up several times, given the fact that just about 10 days ago, we were talking about a recovery rate of 10%. So that is it from me. On that positive note, we are ending today's conversation. Continue to be safe. Continue to take care of yourself, and as always, exercise caution. Thank you. Bye-bye.